The following program, Normal Show Live, is intended for responsible adults only. We advocate for the repeal of marijuana prohibition for adults. We discuss the science, culture, and controversy about America's marijuana laws. We do not advocate or encourage any illegal activity and advise all listeners to learn their state and federal marijuana laws by visiting normal.org, N-O-R-M-L.org. Opinions and claims made by guests and advertisers of Normal Show Live are their own and do not necessarily reflect the philosophy and policies of Normal. Listener discretion is advised.
You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it,
and it goes down smooth.
Spanning the continent to bring you the truth about cannabis and marijuana law reform.
I smoke pot and I like it a lot.
From the promise of legalization.
And I think we need to rethink and decriminalize our marijuana laws.
To the agony of prohibition.
One major responsibility is to encourage people to use less drugs.
The National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws presents... Normal Show Live, Marijuana Nation. Now, here's your host, Normal's Outreach Coordinator, Radical Russ Belville.
Good afternoon, tokers and tokettes. It is Thursday, February 3rd, 2011, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. Thanks for joining us. We got a great show coming at you today. It's Groovin' Thursday with our daily toker tunes. John Doe Radio is going to join us live with music from Pinochle called Stuck. Also on today's show, Terry Joyce joins us from the Southern California scene with Jeffrey Peterson, a.k.a. Fake Gary Busey. This should be very interesting. And then on today's show, a little radical rant. Why does Charlie Sheen, Michael Vick, Ben Roethlisberger, and Robert Downey Jr. get to keep their jobs when we tokers are fired from ours? We'll get to all of that coming up on today's show, but first, let's introduce our good friend, the Maestro Ganja John.
How's it going, Russ?
Oh, it's going really, really good. And want to give a shout out to Amber Chase working there from home. She's been tweeting back and forth. We've been talking about how cool it is to be able to work from home because of the internet. And that's, you know, what we're doing here, streaming through the live internet. How cool is that?
It's very cool. I love it.
We couldn't even imagine this job. Five years ago, we couldn't afford the kind of equipment and the kind of remote studio technology that we have here. So we want to thank all of our supporters out there, people who've been with us from the beginning. And here we go. More Normal Show Live into 2011. Unfortunately, on today's show, we don't get to join up with Cannabis Carrie. She's got the day off, so I'll be bringing you the news. And in today's hemp headlines, all sorts of updates on the legislatures in the states throughout this great country of ours, Maryland, Tennessee, Hawaii, Delaware, Arizona, Washington, Oregon, Oklahoma, Texas, all sorts of information we're going to get through to you. Plus, some statements from Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. The Oregon Medical Marijuana Registry is being looked at as a model for Washington State, and unfortunate news from Malaysia. All of that coming up in Hemp Headlines and Normal Show Live coming at you for the rest of this show. Make sure you stay tuned with us, too. In hour two, we will do Toker Talk Radio. You can get your calls in on the phone or talk to us through the chat room, and we'll talk about the news of the day. Hemp Headlines coming up next. Stay tuned. It's Normal Show Live.
You're listening to Normal Show Live, the voice of the marijuana nation.
In today's busy world, we're inundated by advertising for all types of pharmaceuticals that come with a laundry list of potential side effects. Shouldn't you have better medical choices? Natural alternatives to pills pushed by Big Pharma? At Alternative Medical Choices, you could choose natural, safe, and effective alternative therapies that are right for your budget without nasty side effects. Cannabis, or marijuana, has been a legal medicine in the Pacific Northwest since 1998. Our doctors will help determine your qualifications for a medical marijuana recommendation in Oregon, no matter where you live. Our massage therapist will ease your aches and stress with soothing hemp seed oil or cannabis-infused massage salves. We also offer acupuncture, Reiki, and other alternative health therapies. Call Alternative Medical Choices in Portland, Oregon at 503-288-5579 or visit our website at www.altmedchoices.com. We specialize in out-of-state recommendations. That's www.altmedchoices.com or call 503-288-5579.
High in the Rockies. For the first time ever, High Times is hosting the Medical Cannabis Cup in the Mile High City, Denver, Colorado. Come to the High Times Medical Cannabis Cup. There'll be cultivation seminars with High Times editors Danny Danko and Nico Escondido, plus other experts and cannabis celebrities. Attend activism seminars with leaders of the medical marijuana movement, including advice on how to start your own cannabis business. Meet industry leaders in medical cultivation, hydroponics, smokable glassware, hemp products, dispensary supply, cannabis accessories, and more. Plus, medical cannabis cups will be awarded to the best indica, sativas, concentrates, and edibles entered by legally operating medical marijuana dispensaries and growing collectives. And don't forget Saturday night when the Medical Cannabis Cup will host the extravaganza with surprise musical guests. The High Times Medical Cannabis Cup, April 2nd and 3rd, 2011 at Exto in Denver, Colorado. Visit MedCanCup.com for details. Be part of the growing cannabis industry. Come to the High Times Medical Cannabis Cup in Denver.
Medical marijuana, industrial hemp, consumer cannabis. It's time for this week's Normal News with Cannabis Carry.
Cannabis Carry has a day off. I'm Radical Russ with your Normal News. Hawaii Senate lawmakers to debate bill to reduce marijuana penalties. Members of the Senate Joint Committee on Judiciary and Labor and members of the Senate Committee on Health will hear testimony on Friday, tomorrow, in support of Senate Bill 1460, which reduces the adult possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana from a criminal misdemeanor, punishable by up to 30 days in jail and a $1,000 fine, to a civil violation, punishable by a fine of not more than $100. In 2010, Senate lawmakers overwhelmingly approved a similar measure, but that proposal failed to make it through the House. Friday's hearing is scheduled for 3 p.m. in Conference Room 229 of the State Capitol. Additional hearing information is available by clicking links at our blog, stash.normal.org. Written testimony of no more than 5 pages in length may be emailed to the committees at jdltestimony@capitol.hawaii.gov. Please indicate the bill number, SB 1460, the date and time of the hearing. All written testimony must be received by the committee by no later than 4 p.m. today, the day prior to the hearing. You can also urge your member of the Senate to support this legislation by entering your zip code at Normal's CapWiz Alert Center, which you can find through links at our blog, stash.normal.org. A coalition of lawmakers reintroduced measures to regulate medical marijuana in Maryland. On Monday, January 24th, to mark the reintroduction of legislation that seeks to regulate the limited use and distribution of medical marijuana by authorized patients. Former talk show host and present medical marijuana patient and advocate Montel Williams, a Baltimore native, spoke at the event, which received national media coverage. The measures, House Bill 291 and Senate Bill 308, are similar to proposals introduced in the 2010 legislative session. House Bill 291 is co-sponsored by over 50 delegates, and Senate Bill 308 is co-sponsored by over 20 senators. House Bill 291 has been assigned to the House Committee on Health and Government Operations, and Senate Bill 308 has been assigned to the Senate Committee on Judicial Proceedings. A list of the members of each of these committees can be found from links at our blog, stash.normal.org. As introduced, the proposals limit the legal use and possession of medical cannabis to state-authorized patients who are diagnosed with a qualifying debilitating condition. The measure also limits patients' legal access to medical cannabis to state-licensed dispensaries. Under present law, patients may only raise an affirmative defense of medical necessity at trial if they are prosecuted for violating state marijuana laws. While Normal believes that certain provisions in these measures are unduly restrictive, we also recognize that passage of this legislation will protect certain qualified medical marijuana patients from arrest and seeks to provide these patients with a safe and legal source for their medicine. It is our hope that this measure may be expanded or amended during the legislative process so that it is in even better accordance with patients' needs and practices. You can contact your legislators through the link at our blog, stash.normal.org. Bill to defelonize marijuana possession penalties introduced in the state of Arizona. A first-year lawmaker has introduced legislation to defelonize marijuana possession penalties in Arizona. House Bill 2228 amends state law so that adult possession of up to 2 ounces of marijuana is reduced from a potential felony, punishable by 1.5 years in prison and a $150,000 fine, to a petty offense, punishable by a $100 fine. Passage of this measure would amend Arizona law from one of the strictest in the nation to one of the most lenient. The bill awaits action from the House Rules Committee, whose members may be contacted through links at our blog. You may also contact your House member and urge him or her to support HB 2228 by entering your zip code at the CapWiz Center. You can find it through our blog at stash.normal.org. Oh, well, this would be, there we go. Medical Marijuana Safe Access Act reintroduced in Tennessee. Legislation that seeks to legalize the physician-supervised use of medical marijuana has been reintroduced in the Tennessee Senate. Senate Bill 251, the Safe Access to Medical Cannabis Act, would allow for the qualified use, production, and distribution of medical marijuana by authorized persons. Normal supported similar legislation last year and retained a state lobbyist to work on behalf of the measure. Lawmakers held numerous hearings in support of the proposal and agreed to study the issue further. There is no legitimate reason why Tennessee patients should not enjoy the same legal protections as are enjoyed now in 15 states and the District of Columbia. You can urge your member of the Senate to support SB 251 by entering your zip code at the CapWiz Center, which you can find at our blog, stash.normal.org, or by contacting Tennessee Normal at tnnormal.org. Delaware Senate considers regulating medical marijuana. Legislation that seeks to legalize the physician-supervised use of medical marijuana has been reintroduced in the Delaware Senate. Senate Bill 17, the Delaware Medical Marijuana Act, amends state law so that physician-supervised patients with an authorized debilitating medical condition can possess and use up to 6 ounces of marijuana for medical purposes. The measure would also provide for the establishment of nonprofit compassion centers that would be licensed by the state to produce and dispense medical cannabis. Home cultivation is not explicitly authorized under the bill. While Normal believes that barring patients from home cultivation is unduly restrictive, we also recognize that passage of this legislation will protect certain qualified medical marijuana patients from arrest and seeks to provide these patients with a safe and legal source for their medicine. It is our hope that this measure may be expanded or amended during the legislative process so that it is in even better accordance with patients' needs and practices. SB 17 has been referred to the Senate Health and Social Services Committee. Members of the committee can be contacted through our blog at stash.normal.org. Oklahoma to consider compassionate marijuana use. Lawmakers for the first time will consider legislation that seeks to exempt qualified medical marijuana patients from statewide criminal penalties. Senate Bill 571 seeks to create the Compassionate Use Act of 2011. Under this act, the provisions of Oklahoma statutes relating to possession of marijuana and the Oklahoma statutes relating to the cultivation of marijuana shall not apply to a patient or to a patient's primary caregiver who possesses or cultivates marijuana for the personal medical purposes of the patient upon the written or oral recommendation or approval of a physician. Under present law, the cultivation of even a single marijuana plant is classified as a felony offense, punishable by up to life in prison. Passage of SB 573 would provide needed legal relief for patients who presently suffer under some of the strictest marijuana penalties in the nation. Further information about this or other statewide reform efforts is available from Oklahoma Normal or by writing ECHO at SWBell.net. That's E-K-C-O at SWBell.net. You can also visit our CapWiz alert system at our blog, stash.normal.org. Nebraska lawmakers consider dangerous drugged driving legislation. Please urge Nebraska lawmakers to reject Legislative Bill 659, which seeks to improperly define marijuana consumers as drugged drivers, even if they are neither under the influence nor impaired to drive. LB 659 makes it a criminal offense for any person to operate a motor vehicle if any level of marijuana or non-psychoactive marijuana metabolites are present in their blood, saliva, urine, or any bodily fluid. Because marijuana's main metabolite, carboxy-THC, remains detectable in certain bodily fluids, particularly urine, for weeks or even months after past use, this legislation punishes drivers for simply having consumed marijuana at some previous unspecified point in time. This proposal is neither a safe nor sensible way to identify impaired drivers. It is an attempt to misuse the traffic safety laws in order to identify and prosecute marijuana consumers, including medical patients. LB 659 awaits action from the Transportation and Telecommunications Communications Committee. And important note for our listeners outside of Nebraska, Nebraska is a unicameral legislature. They don't have a House and a Senate. They just have one legislative body, so a whole lot fewer hurdles to clear to pass dangerous legislation like this. Please get involved by visiting our CapWiz Center, which you can find at our blog, stash.normal.org. Bill to reduce marijuana possession penalties introduced in Illinois. Lawmakers seeking to reduce marijuana possession penalties have introduced in the Illinois legislature House Bill 100, which amends state law so that the adult possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana is reduced from a criminal misdemeanor, punishable by up to 30 days in jail and a $1,500 fine, to a petty offense, punishable by a fine only. The full text of the bill can be read online. It has been referred to the House Rules Committee. You can find the links at our blog, stash.normal.org. Legislation to reduce marijuana possession penalties introduced in Rhode Island. Legislation seeking to reduce the marijuana possession penalties has been reintroduced in the Rhode Island legislature. House Bill 5031 amends state law so that adult possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana is reduced from a criminal misdemeanor, punishable by up to 1 year in jail and a $500 fine, to a civil offense, punishable by a $150 fine, no jail time, and no criminal record. The full text of the bill is available at our blog, stash.normal.org. Medical marijuana legislation reintroduced in Connecticut's legislature. Legislation that seeks to legalize the physician-supervised use of medical marijuana has been reintroduced in the Connecticut legislature. House Bill 5139 amends state law to authorize an individual to use marijuana for medical purposes as directed by a physician. Detailed text of the measure is still being drafted. This proposal has been referred to the Joint Committee on the Judiciary. Lawmakers passed similar legislation in 2007, only to have the measure vetoed by then-Governor Jody Rell. Newly elected Governor Dan Malloy has been a past supporter of medical marijuana law reform and indicates that he is inclined to sign House Bill 5139 into law. You can read more about this proposal, additional legislative efforts to amend Connecticut's marijuana laws, at our blog, stash.normal.org. Also in Connecticut, a bill to reduce marijuana possession penalties has been reintroduced. Senate Bill 161 amends state law so the adult possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana is reduced from a misdemeanor, punishable by 1 year in jail and a $1,000 fine, to an infraction, punishable by a nominal fine, no jail time, and no criminal record. This measure would similarly reduce penalties on the possession of marijuana paraphernalia. You can read more about this proposal at our blog, stash.normal.org. Medical marijuana legislation has been reintroduced in the Illinois legislature. Legislation that seeks to legalize the physician-supervised use of medical marijuana has been reintroduced in the Illinois legislature. It's House Bill 30, the Compassionate Use of Medical Cannabis Pilot Program Act, which allows qualified patients to possess and grow marijuana for medical purposes. In the previous session, similar legislation was approved by the Senate, but narrowly defeated by the House. The House Bill 30 is now before the House Rules Committee. Get the information at our blog, stash.normal.org. And our final bit of legislative news from here in the state of Oregon, Stormy Ray's co-op bill has been introduced to the Oregon legislature. On February 1st, the first day of the 76th Oregon Legislative Assembly, Representative Mike Schaffler, a Democrat from Happy Valley, has introduced a controversial cooperative bill written by Stormy Ray as House Bill 3046. Stormy Ray was one of the chief co-petitioners of the original Oregon Medical Marijuana Act in 1998. She was also the poster child that helped garner the public support for medical marijuana by providing an image of a woman with multiple sclerosis who is wheelchair-bound to contradict the typical stoner image that is conjured up by conversations about marijuana reform and illustrate that real patients with real illnesses are affected by this topic. However, in more recent years, Stormy has spent very little time coordinating with the rest of the medical marijuana patient community, and, ironically, she has become highly focused on what law enforcement wants instead of what patients need. Both times that a dispensary measure has made the ballot, Stormy has been very vocal in her opposition. One of the main reasons she has claimed to be opposed is due to the high price patients would be forced to pay under a dispensary model. Highlights of the Stormy Ray bill include requiring at least 10 patients to join together to start a cooperative, requiring that all gardens be for no more than 2 patients at any one location. Patients are said to own their medicine through a cooperative, but will have to buy it from themselves at a heavily taxed rate. Mandates that all cooperatives sign a waiver allowing inspection by law enforcement any time during business hours and any other time that law enforcement deems necessary. Grants immunity to law enforcement and other officials, and requires that patients identify the tax lot of their medical marijuana gardens. You can learn more about House Bill 3046 at our blog, stash.normal.org.
Well, after all that talking, I think you need a break.
Man, I need a huge break. That's a lot of news in one day, but check them all out. All the alerts at our blog, stash.normal.org, under alerts.
It's 20 after the hour, and we have to take a short break, if you know what I mean. Please support these sponsors who support Normal Show Live.
Oh, have you ever met that funny reefer man? A reefer man. Have you ever met that funny reefer man? A reefer man. If he said he swam to China, he would sell you South Carolina. Then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
Starfish Designs, makers of the original Gandalf.
I'm Radical Russ, and when I want to relax, I always have my 17-inch-long original Gandalf from Starfish Designs nearby. The hand-blown borosilicate glass is strong and easy to clean, and the design is sleek and sophisticated. Starfish Designs are available from Bend, Oregon at a glass retailer near you. For locations, call 541-788-GLASS. That's 541-788-4527.
Ever wonder how often to change your bong water? The most effective method for baking pot brownies? The best destinations for a ganja getaway? How to hide herb in your car? Whether to grow your own? How precisely to legalize it? Or how something as wonderful as marijuana ever got to be illegal in the first place? Finally, you can find all these answers and much more in the official High Times Pot Smoker's Handbook, featuring 420 things to do when you're stoned. Since 1974, High Times Magazine has covered marijuana in all its aspects and wonders, from cultivation to legalization to the herb's enduring and exalted place in popular culture. Packed with inside information, the official High Times Pot Smoker's Handbook rolls all of this collected wisdom together into a single indispensable ganja guide, including an entertaining look at marijuana's history, profiles of herb-friendly travel destinations and festivals, favorite potluck recipes from the High Times staff, smoking skills, advocacy and activism, essential marijuana movies and songs, profiles of famous cannabis strains, comprehensive growing information, celebrity endorsements, and much more. This is truly, finally, the ultimate guide to green living.
When I was in England, I experimented with marijuana a time or two, and I didn't like it, and didn't inhale, and never tried it again.
I think you'd probably be a lot cooler if you had, Mr. President.
Said, hey, do you have a joint cancer? Would be a lot cooler if you did. Lie to don't hide it.
It's time for your daily Toker Tunes, the best in 420-friendly music from all genres that uplifts, entertains, and informs the public. Today we bring you tunes for Groovin' Thursday, our salute to all the dopest beats and killer rhymes that we find in the best of rap, hip-hop, soul, R&B, and funk. Brought to you by the John Doe Radio Show in Denver, Colorado. Accurate and informative marijuana reform news and entertainment. Available on the THC Media Network and johndoeradio.com. If you'd like to submit your song to be played on Normal Show Live, send it to us at stash@normal.org. Now here's some more great independent marijuana music for today's Daily Toker Tune.
Oh, this time we're going to go live to the Mile High City with John Doe Radio. Tim Martin's out there. Tim, what's up?
Now, what's up, guys? How you guys doing?
Excellent, excellent. We're always looking forward to the Groovin' Thursday. Get our groove on.
That now didn't come out of absolutely nowhere. We were talking about that today on the John Doe Radio Show. I was talking to the people how me and the girlfriend were I was sort of joking with her how you, your voice guy, myself, every other voice guy in the entire world, when he says the word now.
Now.
Like, let me say it. Now, like it's just the most amazing word in human history to say for a radio guy. Period. End of story. Now. All right. That's neither here nor there, though.
Okay. So what are we going to hear now?
There we go. Perfect implementation of it. Fantastic. Right, this week for you, I got a Denver band for you, and it's not particularly hip hop. It's a little bit ska, reggae, funk for you. One of my favorite bands in the entire world. They are called P-Knuckle. In fact, here, I got an announcement to make, and I didn't necessarily clear this through normal, so I mean, I hope it's okay.
Go for
it. The night of the 22nd, April 22nd, John Doe Radio Show will be having a party, and I think it's either going to be at Heady Glass or possibly at a new Hemp Hoodlum location in Denver, Colorado, the first ever Hemp Hoodlum location in the United States. So we might be having this huge, absolutely fantastic big party with both P-Knuckle and Tatanka, another local sort of reggae electronic band playing that night. So I would invite everybody from Normal Show Live to come out and hang out with us. Everybody at the Normal Conference to come out and hang with us. I'll let you guys know in the future where we're going to have that.
That sounds awesome. But,
yeah, I cannot wait. I can't wait to hang out with John. And I luckily enough, I would say I can't wait to hang out with you and meet you, but I've already met you.
That's old news.
You're old hat, yeah, exactly. Russ.
No, not at all. But yeah, P-Knuckle, basically, they've changed their sound a little bit lately. If you go and check them out, they may not sound exactly like this song you're about to hear, which is called Stuck. But you can hear some of their older stuff at ReverbNation.com/P-N-U-C-K-L-E. That's how you spell P-Knuckle. And they also have a MySpace, and you can check out their MySpace. MySpace.com, P-Knuckle Music. MySpace still a great place for music.
All right, this is it. P-Knuckle from Denver with Stuck.
See ya.
Right now.
Suffer every day.
Tucker tunes at the Stash blog by surfing to stash.normal.org and choosing media, and then Tucker tunes from the main menu.
Starfish Designs, makers of the original Gandalf.
I'm Radical Russ, and when I want to relax, I always have my 17-inch long original Gandalf from Starfish Designs nearby. The hand-blown borosilicate glass is strong and easy to clean, and the design is sleek and sophisticated. Starfish Designs are available from Bend, Oregon at a glass retailer near you. For locations, call 541-788-GLASS. That's 541-788-4527.
Joined also by Barry McCaffrey, General Barry McCaffrey, I should say, retired general, military analyst at NBC, and most importantly for this conversation, National Drug former National Drug Policy Director, very familiar with this conversation.
Normal Show Live, where the truth about marijuana gets more than a minute to speak.
General, I'm going to begin with you.
Everybody's got a habit, some good, some bad, to reach the comfort zone. Some of people have all kinds of people around, some people can't hang alone. Whatever it is, whatever you like, you're gonna make it through your afternoon. Everybody's
Hi, I'm Keith Straub, the founder of Normal. In all the years since 1970 that I've been fighting marijuana prohibition, I've learned that drug warriors love to confuse the public with statistics. Lately, they've claimed that there are more teens enrolled in drug treatment for marijuana than ever before. It's a statement that, while true, is intentionally misleading. What they don't tell you is that marijuana arrests have skyrocketed to over 800,000 arrests per year. They also don't tell you that we've gone from a few dozen drug courts in the 1990s to over 2,500 drug courts today. The kicker is that those drug courts sentence teens routinely to drug treatment for marijuana, whether they need drug treatment or not. So they arrest more people for pot, require them to enter drug treatment, then claim the higher treatment numbers justify more pot arrests. It's an absurd proposition, but no more absurd than banning a plant. Learn the facts about pot. Visit norml.org today.
Weed.
That's Hoovy Valley, Hoovy Hall.
Weed.
Where any office boy or young mechanic.
Now it's time for a report from the epicenter of American cannabis culture with our Southern California correspondent. You know her from ComedyNation.com and her appearance as a finalist on season one of NBC's Last Comic Standing. It's our friend, cannabis comedian and marijuana activist, the lovely and talented Terry Joyce.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Southern California scene. We are going to take a shot here because I've been trying to get a hold of Terry on the Skype line, and Skype won't pop back up for me. There's something going on with the machine. So, Terry, are you out there?
I'm here.
Yay!
Oh, my God.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I sure can. That's awesome. Oh, my goodness. Now, I don't know. I was trying to cut and paste Jeffrey's number in here, and that's when Skype's been going nuts on me here. So I'll give you a chance to talk about what's going on there in Southern California while I try to pull Jeffrey up.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to – I went to HempCon in San Jose, and it was a different experience. You know, I've never been to any of the events really outside of California. And it was I was really impressed with the different kinds of products and vendors that are connected to this marijuana.
Oh, I apologize. That's us trying to get Jeffrey on the line. We have to dial his main number, so let's see if we can get him online, and then you can tell us about HempCon here. I hope this is the right number.
Sure.
We got it all worked out.
Hello?
There we go. Jeffrey, my man, this is Radical Russ.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, we got you on the air right now with our Southern California.
Committed for recording your message. Well, if you are satisfied with your message,
now who's doing that?
I'm still high right now. Not I said the thing.
Press 3.
It's the first phone. It's all right. I dialed too many phone numbers. There we go. Do we still got you, Terry?
Yeah, you still
okay.
have
me. I dialed your home number and your cell number at the same time, so that was your cell. We should have left yourself a message. That would have been kind of interesting.
Are we on the air right now?
We are. We our call screener isn't in today. She had to take the day off, so I had to dial everything during commercial break. And so, yes, it's been difficult, but yes, we are on the air.
Well, you know, because I have a
Pearson and I were at the HempCon together, and Jeffrey had like this just Well, there was a celebrity there, and he was willing to do the show, and so we also have, well, first of all, let's talk to Jeffrey for a moment. Well, how was PepCon for you?
PepCon was pretty fun. It was very much like a trade show. I think that the people running PepCon are more convention people, less cannabis people. So we're kind of having to nudge them to add some entertainment to this thing. Other than that, it was a really good event. I think the people of San Jose are a good group of people, and a lot of beautiful women up there. So I was having fun.
Excellent. Glad to hear it.
There were some vendors that were interesting, I thought, this time. And there were a lot of people, for instance, there was a company called Clearwater Organic that had a fertilizer. And I believe the man said that it has rainbow turds in it, which I thought was kind of interesting.
He had rainbow trout turds.
Rainbow trout turds.
Rainbow trout turds.
And that's how they fertilize.
Well, we used to have a grower up here in Oregon that I knew who used to grow with turtle poo. Had a big old tortoise that he'd follow around the basement, and 80-year-old tortoise, and used to use the turtle poo as a fertilizer.
Well, whatever works, I guess it all, But I'll tell you the neat thing about this, interesting thing about this HempCon was you could actually purchase cannabis right on the spot. You get your evaluation within minutes, and then you're buying cannabis for the first time.
Wow. So they had one of the local dispensaries set up shop there or something?
Oh, my God. They, Russ, they had an entire
one,
section.
Actually.
There was one whole section, half of the event was dedicated to a 215 area, and it was hilarious. Vendors that I know that sell apparel were breaking out bud and with their scales and just selling it.
Wow.
So I was calling up every dealer I knew and said, you gotta get down here. All you gotta do is pay the entrance fee and then you can sell your own bud.
Wow. How far we've come in America where we have these events happening, right out in the open in California. That's just amazing, Terry.
One
thing that I thought was interesting was that for some vendors, especially with the edibles, is that they now can dose it. There's different doses that people can have. For instance, if they want to take care of a certain amount of pain, but they don't want to feel high, they're developing different types of products that will do that, and even have it specially made for you, for your own, to tailor your own needs. And I thought that was interesting. There was also a woman that had a diabetic chocolate, meaning it had no sugar in it. And I've always wondered about what would you do if you were a diabetic, and they had things like that there that I think that we're definitely progressing in different in growing in different ways.
For sure. The weird thing was, though, I found this rather curious. With all respect to the HempCon, they said that they had the largest patient smoking area in California. It's basically the street and the sidewalk. After you purchased your cannabis, it was kind of a letdown because then it was like, all right, now hit the street, get out there, you hippies, and stand outside in the street like vagrants.
Well,
no ambiance,
Yeah, it's getting to be anymore where California itself is just the largest patient smoking place.
Exactly. And I think as it should be, I think the more people... I'm all for normalizing this. I try to light up as much as possible in public places without offending anybody, but also just, exercising my personal freedoms too. I loved when I went up to Canada for the Treating Yourself Expo, walked right out on the street, blazed up, and the citizens of Toronto didn't give you dirty looks. They just accepted it. It was kind of neat.
It's no big deal. Well, Terry, that's so cool that we've got we're normalizing things in California. We're going to bring that all across the country where, being at an event and having a place for people to use cannabis is no weirder than being at an event and having a beer garden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's really – I think that's where we're going to right now with that. Yeah. Definitely.
Well, they were serving hemp ale there, which was cool for the people that wanted to partake of that. And we're making little strides. I think each time we do one of these events, we walk away learning like what we did wrong, and the HempCon organizers included. I mean, they were pretty good about at the end, like kind of admitting what went wrong there, because there was a 3-hour wait for you to get verified.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah, they got to do something about that. Well, that's so cool. And Terry, the other thing I wanted to get to today is, you know, I've got a rant coming up here after this segment where I'm going to be talking about Charlie Sheen and Robert Downey Jr. and some of these celebrities out there. You're down there in Southern California. You're always rubbing elbows with the celebrities. So what do you have for me on that front?
Oh, in terms of people using drugs?
No. I thought you had a celebrity guest today that you'd run into.
We do have a celebrity guest, and we did meet him at HempCon, and so and he was willing to come onto the show. He has also, been known in the public to have had some drug issues in the past, but he is definitely here to. He's clean and sober now, and he is here to talk about his experience at HempCon. I'd like to introduce Gary Busey to the show.
Oh wow, Gary Busey, long time.
Let me get Gary. He's on my porch. Hold on.
Okay.
Hey, Gary, hold on.
Gary Busey.
Hey, what's happening? How you guys doing today, man? I'm Gary Busey.
Well, we're doing great. You know, we're glad to have you here. You know, people know you from all sorts of movies. I remember you from the Buddy Holly story and all that. So glad to have you here. What brings you to California and to Normal Show Live?
Well, the thing is, California is my home. And, I'm really excited about all the changes that are being made here in the cannabis movement. But, you know, there's some things that we have to address here in the Hollywood community. Things are just going awry. My buddy Charlie Sheen is a catalyst for all things carnal. And he's like a messiah of sin and self-loathing.
Well,
and he is leading a group of pornographic sheep to slaughter. And I'm reaching out to my buddy, and I want to say, hey, you know, pull the reins back just a little bit, man.
I guess one of our chatters is saying that the celebrity rehab doesn't work, or that he needs to go to the rehab. What's your advice?
Well, Dr. Drew is a very gifted man, as you know. But the thing is, I believe that the platform of celebrity rehab has been overused and really misused to build stardom. I'm not believing that my buddy Eric Roberts vapes every morning and he has a vape problem. I think what he has is a casting problem. He hasn't been able to work on it.
Casting problem. Well, you know, Gary Busey, you're famously known for your antics and some of your crazy hijinks involved with drinking and drugs and hard drug use. So what do you think about these people that come out and say that they're marijuana addicts?
Well, I think they need to look deeper within themselves, and they need to find out that the true addiction they have is to their own ego. It's the having an addiction to something like cannabis is foolishness, because this is something that's beneficial to you. Now, I'm a different type of being. I'm an intergalactic, multidimensional spirit force looking for a place to nest. And I am finding that the use of cannabis actually puts me on a clear path where I'm able to focus on the right and the wrong. You know, Pluto is a myth. And it is.
The Disney dog or the planet?
the planet Pluto is a myth, and because of this new information, we are universally adrift. We are without a home in the universe right now. So we've got to regroup and retool and find Pluto.
Oh, okay, we're speaking with Gary Busey here on our Southern California scene with Terry Joyce. Terry, did you have any questions for Gary Busey?
Gary, and you know, I was noticing online you had a fake DUI arrest by a couple of paparazzi who set you up. Basically, you were driving sober. They just wanted to get some pictures. And one of the paparazzi was a woman who was arrested for possession of marijuana. How do you feel about that?
Well, you know, the hungry wolves can smell meat a mile away. And these paparazzi are just that. They are parasitic in nature. And this young lady, she got a comeuppance. It's very karmic. Now, the fact that she got arrested for marijuana, that is due to her lack of attention to her own lifestyle. Now, trying to catch me doing something wrong, quote unquote, is not going to help her get to a place as right.
Wow, that's pretty deep, Gary. We appreciate that insight. You being an intergalactic dimensional spirit force. Did I get that right?
You did. As I said, I'm an intergalactic multidimensional spirit force, and I'm looking presently for a place to nest.
How does one achieve that level of pure insight and being?
Well, it takes a great deal of concentration. And
I imagine
I had a pretty heavy drug regimen in the 70s. My buddy Chris Christopherson and I, we took many a spiritual journey, and we have spent time and time again under the guidance of shamanistic leadership, and that has brought me to a place where I am in tune spiritually with the multidimensional intergalactic forces. They give me the tools I need to be Gary.
Very, very well put. Now, Gary Busey, one other thing. You know, you mentioned Pluto being a myth. Another thing that has shaken us to our foundations here at Normal Show Live is the realignment of the astrological signs, the zodiac. You may know Sagittarius is just 6 days long now, and now they have the Ophiuchus, otherwise known as the serpent. Any thoughts among the multi-dimensions on this one?
Well, I appreciate you bringing that up, because I feel that I am the Ophiuchus. I have embodied this serpentine being. I feel like now the universe is catching up to me in a place where we can now sit down on a common ground, because I felt out of touch with the other zodiac signs. Now the serpentine can do his work, and let me tell you, my work is spiritual, but it's also a great deal of fun, because I enjoy what I do. I'm an actor, and you know, getting to work with people like Patrick Swayze, was a thrill.
Rest
that
his soul.
Was a thrill, and I'll tell you what, Barbara Streisand gave me some of the best advice I've ever had.
What was that?
She told me that the cure for cancer is chicken McNuggets. And I believe I'm going to let the world know about this. And she keeps it under wrap, but we're going to look into this.
Barbara Streisand has the cure for cancer, and she's keeping it under wraps.
Well, you know, she doesn't want to alarm anyone, because it sounds so outlandish.
True, true. But who would think Barbara, right, yeah.
Yeah, but my question to you, Gary Busey, is if chicken McNuggets is a cure for cancer, well, how come there? I mean, a lot of people eat chicken McNuggets. You would think that we would have a lower cancer rate by this point.
You would think, but you know what the thing is? It's the fries that accompany that that negate the chicken McNuggets. See, Gary, very good point. You've got to eat chicken McNuggets ritualistically with nothing else. No dipping sauces. Don't add any kind of condiments to that. And I believe you'll find a way to heal yourself with it. Now, these are very offbeat principles, but I believe they were.
Oh, now, Gary Busey, we got to wrap things up. But before we let you go, I did want to talk to you about being a parent. Of course, people know your son, Jake Busey, another famous actor out there who, you know, amazing resemblance to you, as a matter of fact. As he was growing up and as a parent yourself, what kind of advice do you have for him, for parents in general, about raising their kids in this era, specifically with regard to drugs and drug use?
Well, in my particular case, my boy learned behavior that was incorrect by my actions. I let him see far too much, and I allowed him to be in circumstances that were not right for a boy of his age. Now, to make up for that, what I have done is he and I have gone on many a psychedelic journey. We have bonded on that spiritual plane that I spoke of earlier, and I believe that Jake is now aligning himself up to be the intergalactic, multidimensional spirit force that he is.
So he's left the nest and looking now for his own nest.
He is indeed looking for his place in the universe. I would like him to get more roles. It would be great.
he is a
fine actor, and I believe he's got the tools and the skills. He just needs a better agent.
Well, so we'll see what we can do through all our connections here at Normal Show Live. Gary Busey, thank you so much for joining us. And if you'd get Jeffrey back on the phone, so we can say goodbye to him. But we appreciate you joining us here on NSL.
Yeah, let me grab him one. And folks, thank you so much for giving me the time to be me, because it's important that I stay true to myself, as y'all should. I'll be right back. Hold on. Jeffrey?
Hey, thanks, Ricky. Wow, man, that was cool. Gary Busey, can you believe that?
Yeah.
Hanging out of my house?
That's fantastic. You guys have the coolest friends to hang out with there in Southern California.
We're fortunate.
Carrie's like a celebrity, you know, magnet. You know, they see her and they want to come hang out. And Gary saw her and he was just, I think he was a little smitten with her. You know what I mean?
Well, who would not be? Who would not be?
I know.
I felt the connection with the intergalactic being, you know, because yeah. I'm my own being looking for my nest too.
I guess so.
You know, I think we all are. You know what I mean? When I'm around Gary, I feel like I'm Big Bird and he's Snuffleupagus. You know, it's like I'm not sure anybody else can see him, but you know, it's pretty neat. It's pretty neat. I'm hoping that he revives a TV show. I'm trying to get him to work on a project with me for the Food Network, Roadkill Cafe. So hopefully we can start working on that, where, you know, where we make dishes out of things we find by the side of the road.
Okay, that should be interesting. I want to give you guys a chance to get your plugs in. Jeffrey, you performing anywhere people need to know about, or any websites you want to get out?
I'll be performing at the John Lovitz Comedy Club at Universal City Walk tonight, which should be a lot of fun. And I'll be performing at the Laugh Factory on February 20th. And on 4/20, I'll be up in Olympia for the Olympia Hemp Fest.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I'm excited about that.
All right, cool. And Terry, yourself?
Actually, I'm going to be performing with Jeffrey Peterson. We're doing a revival of The Dope Show in Phoenix, Arizona. It's February 13th?
12th and 13th.
Next weekend.
And also, Hollywood Hempress Hour, the focus is to be launching this next Wednesday on New Dissident Radio. So it's happening. I'm excited. And so listen in. Follow me on Facebook, too.
All right. Thanks. Jeffrey Peterson and Terry Joyce. Terry Joyce joins us here on the first and third Thursdays of the month in our Southern California scene. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks, buddy. Keep rocking.
Keep it on.
You really want to legalize marijuana? Prove it. Join Normal today at NORML.org. And your donation will help us spread the growing truth about cannabis. Free speech ain't free, you know.
Free the ganja tree, it's the healing of the nation. Free the Cali weed, good for meditation. Free the pot smokers, they're in a delight. Lighting up the chalice, they keep no malice.
The heal of marijuana.
Come on, come on, come on, say,
free the marijuana.
Hear me say,
free the marijuana.
Come on, come on, come on, say,
free the marijuana.
You want answers?
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You want answers?
You have offended my family.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
And you have offended Shaolin Temple.
You can't handle the truth.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Hoo-ah!
Radical Rant.
Well, folks, if you're like me, you watch some television from time to time, and whether you're into sitcoms or not, you can't help but notice the show Two and a Half Men. It's on syndication now, and it's been the number one show on network TV for quite a long time now. And, of course, the star of the show is Charlie Sheen, and if you've been following any of the tabloids, you've realized that he's recently gone to rehab. His most recent adventure is he found himself with severe stomach and hernia pain after a night of partying with five hookers and what was described as a briefcase full of cocaine. A briefcase full of cocaine. Because, you know, if Charlie Sheen had been wandering around with a briefcase, you know, you would think he's off to the office or something, right? And Charlie Sheen's not the only one. We've got other cases of athletes and superstars here who have exhibited some horrendous behavior and still managed to be able to keep their jobs. Of course, in the NFL, we've got the Super Bowl taking place with Ben Roethlisberger, the quarterback, who's had not one but two separate young women level allegations of all sorts of sexual impropriety. Now, again, you know, it's the case where some people might try to take advantage of a man's fame and fortune. But on the other hand, you know, if there's smoke, sometimes there's fire. So there's that situation. Yet he's allowed to be the starting quarterback in the Super Bowl. Mike Vick, the convicted dog murderer and torturer, the man who used to electrocute dogs and have dogs on rape stands and such, he's allowed to come back to the NFL and pursue his career. And of course, the poster boy for the partying side of things, he would be Robert Downey Jr. for his numerous times where he's waking up in other people's homes after benders, and yet he's allowed to continue to be a money-making Hollywood actor. And in each one of these cases, specifically with the case of Charlie Sheen here in Two and a Half Men, the executives at CBS don't seem that concerned about his partying lifestyle because in their terms, he does his job. He comes to work, he does his job. Two and a Half Men's a number one show. What else could you ask of the highest paid actor in television? The show continues to be a hit. The public doesn't seem to have a problem with what Charlie Sheen does in his off hours, so long as the show is still funny. Which brings me to the marijuana angle on this. Why does Charlie Sheen get to keep his job while thousands, millions of us out there who fail drug tests for marijuana in the workplace have to lose ours? Doesn't make a whole lot of sense when you really think about it. Most of us are out there doing our jobs, having no problems with productivity, getting reviews that are as good or better than our coworkers, but because we may have smoked a joint last week and we fail a randomly picked drug test, we have to lose our jobs, lose our careers, and in this times when jobs are so hard to come about, lose possibly our homes because of marijuana on a pee test. Charlie Sheen can snort all the coke he likes and hire all the hookers he wants, and so long as Two and a Half Men continues to make money for CBS, it's not a problem. But in the corporate workplace, in the general workplace, you and me, if we smoke marijuana in our off time, even if we're legal, legitimate, registered patients in some states, we can be fired, we can be kicked out of our house. Even if we're doing our jobs just as well or better than the people next to us. It's why I'm here. The reason I started this career at Normal was I was being promoted to go to a job that I'd already been doing as a contractor for 2 years, had already received numerous great reviews on, but because the contents of the chemistry of my body was denied having that job. Again, the idiocy of drug testing in this world and the hypocrisy where we let our role models, our superstars, continue to get away with not just the partying behavior of Robert Downey Jr. and Charlie Sheen, but the barbaric behavior of Mike Vick and the questionable behavior of Ben Roethlisberger. They continue to get away with it because they're rich and because their jobs have tons more money on the line than ours. It's time we get our equal rights. It's time we get the same respect as beer drinkers in the workplace and not be penalized for how we choose to relax on the weekends. I'm Radical Russ. Thanks for joining us for the show. It was a good time. Stick around for hour two, Toker Talk Radio. We got some more stories. We'll talk about fake Gary Busey, and we'll be right back. And for those of you listening on the podcast, take care of each other, Tokers.
This is Normal Show Live, the voice of the marijuana nation.
Take it on one more time. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you try it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you try it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it.